This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website. Our website, of course, is newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, and of course, NCS 51. Now, the website for Agenda 21 Radio is a21r.com. a21r.com. Okay. Here we go. We got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. And first of all, I want to give you a little bit of an update. We haven't done this in a while, but it plays very well in California, you know. The Brexit thing, right? And who's behind it? Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Boris. And it's kind of interesting. Blue State Blues, Donald Trump, the battle of cowpens and the art of comeback. Michael Bay pandemic thriller Songbird hit with do not work notice from Hollywood Union. Michael Bay, wow. Songbird. Uh-huh. It's a pandemic thriller, I guess. After China's Hong Kong power grab, Boris makes clearest signal yet over Huawei. So China is starting to figure out very big. And, of course, if you've been following along what's going on in China or with the Chinese movement to become its own state, excuse me, a new nation, an independent nation free from communism. Steve Bannon picked up all the paperwork from New California and created a Declaration of Independence for the new China State Federation. And on June 4th, now June 4th was, of course, the 30th anniversary, 31st anniversary of, I think it was 31st anniversary of Tiananmen Square, you know, where they had the big Statue of Liberty and stuff. But so on that date last month, a month ago, Steve Bannon starts to read a Declaration of Independence, New California style, like a grievance. And everybody picked that up. He was in the middle of New York Harbor, and in the background was the Statue of Liberty. He is bobbing in a boat, and he has one of his Chinese partners there. And they're combining forces all around all around Asia, from Taiwan to Hong Kong, because you're now hearing about the rounding up of the usual suspects in Hong Kong. They're not honoring, in other words, the Chinese government is not honoring their agreement for an autonomous state in Hong Kong. They've now brought in their troops, and they're basically bringing a lot of terror and tyranny, as a communist tyrant would do. It's probably not going to sustain itself. The economy of China is in the tank big times. We know that. Kind of like California's economy is tanking all over the place. More on that in a little bit. But my point is that this independence movement is really building. And it's interesting that we're using the founding fathers and all this. Those white supremacist, racist, systemic people. Yeah, those people. And we'll blow right through the old... The systemic racism thing. That's the big challenge of, the fallacy of systemic racism that's gone on. People claiming systemic racism when there is none. Of course, they have to have a power base, and always you can turn to race to create one, and ultimately it creates just nothing but hatred. And that's what the left is all about, is creating hatred, not hope. And the founding fathers gave a lot of hope, and that's what we're doing with New California. Anyway, we talked a little bit about it in the first hour about Nike removing Redskins gear from the website because they want the Dan Snyder, who's the owner of the Redskins, the Washington Redskins, to change the name because it's offensive. And, of course, we talked about that and some of my experiences working with Indians and how they feel about things like this. They're not really too turned on by a lot of the stuff that these political correctness and systemic racists are throwing around out there, And, of course, then we have all those that want to destroy and dishonor America's past, ugly or not. Destroying history is always one of the first signs of what totalitarians do. They did it in Soviet Union. They did it in China. They did it in, of course, Adolf Hitler. You destroy the past. And this is so classic. This is absolutely so classic Orwellian. It's not even funny. 1984, read the book in Animal Farm. Read the other book. Some people are a little bit more equal than others, right? Anyway, we got a couple things going on here. South Dakota Attorney General Ravensburg. Mount Rushmore not meant to desecrate the land, but to honor America. Okay. Let's bite on that one. This is from Breitbart, quickly here. It's the South Dakota Attorney General. Jason Ravensburg. Now, it's spelled Ravensburg, on Friday addressed the planned protests at Mount Rushmore during President Trump's Independence Day event. Now, that's today. It starts today. Activists believe the presidential monument is a desecration of the land stolen from the Native Americans, but Ravensburg said that the monument is solely meant to honor America and his state of South Dakota. He also disagreed with the notion that Mount Rushmore is a symbol of white supremacy. Thank you very much. It's not a symbol of white supremacy. Oh, I like that. Somebody just sent me. Who is this? Oh, the Rushmore thing. There we go. And, oh, by the way, it's got a picture of Donald Trump on it. who is that? Is that our Dane? It is our Dane. Dane's standing there with Donald Trump Jr. Wow, good job, Dane. I got a picture here of my good friend Dane Censor with Donald Trump Jr. There you go. There you go. Anyway, it says here, we keep on going here. It says, each of the presidents were picked for a specific reason, Ravensburg said on FNC's Fox and Friends. President Washington for, obviously, the birth of our nation. President Jefferson for the growth of our nation. President Lincoln for the development of our nation. And Teddy Roosevelt for the preservation of our nation. This is a symbol of American exceptionalism. There's that word again. Don't we use it all the time on this show? And I believe that there's no way of what there's no way of white supremacy. Host Brian Kilmeade asked, you feel some people are looking at these presidents as saying, well, America stole this land from the Indians and then put their presence in the mountain. How dare they? That obviously has been a dispute over the years since the time of 1876, replied Ravensburg. But that case has actually been litigated at the United States Supreme Court. We are sympathetic to their feelings on the issue, but I do believe that it was not meant to desecrate the land, but to honor America and honor our state of South Dakota. There you go. Let's see, he's got a little clip here. I think I might come back with the clip and see what's going on there. I think I might come back. Here we go.
For today, for an Independence Day celebration, and it's already sparking, believe it or not, backlash. But our next guest is a U.S. Army combat veteran. Says President Trump's attendance is a defeat for cancel culture. Here to explain, South Dakota Attorney General Jason Roundsburg. Attorney General, thanks for joining us. Thanks for your service.
Roundsburg.
First off, you were disappointed 10 years ago when President Obama canceled his trip. Why are you heartened now?
Well, I think everybody's very excited that we're having fireworks again. I mean, I think, like you said, we haven't had fireworks in 10 years. And I think it's looking like a great day. And, you know, anytime the President of the United States comes to our state, I think we're honored. I think the President's policies line up very well with South Dakota of low taxes, pro-military, and appreciation for law enforcement.
So, yeah.
There you go. I'm going to come back to this. After the break, we'll bring this back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Today for an Independence Day celebration, and it's already sparking, believe it or not, backlash. But our next guest is a U.S. Army combat veteran, says President Trump's attendance is a defeat for cancel culture. Here to explain, South Dakota Attorney General Jason Brownsburg. Attorney General, thanks for joining us. Thanks for your service. First off, you were disappointed 10 years ago when President Obama canceled his trip. Why are you heartened now?
Well, I think everybody's very excited that we're having fireworks again. I mean, I think, like you said, we haven't had fireworks in 10 years. I think it's looking like a great day. And, you know, anytime the President of the United States comes to our state, I think we're honored. I think the President's policies line up very well with South Dakota of low taxes, pro-military, and appreciation for law enforcement.
So you have these four great American presidents on Mount Rushmore. And some are saying, going to protest because it's a symbol of white supremacy. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I guess I completely disagree. Each of the presidents were picked for a specific reason. President Washington, for obviously the birth of our nation. President Jefferson, for the growth of our nation. President Lincoln, for the development of our nation. And Teddy Roosevelt, for the preservation of our nation. This is a symbol of American exceptionalism. And I believe that there's no way a symbol of white supremacy.
Last president that was there was Bush 41, also a combat veteran like you. And you feel some people are looking at these presidents and saying, well, America stole this land from the Indians and then put their presidents in the mountain. How dare they?
Well, that obviously has been a dispute over the years since the time about 1876. But that case has actually been litigated to the United States Supreme Court. We're sympathetic to their feelings on the issue, but I do believe that it was not meant to desecrate the land, but to honor America and honor our state of South Dakota.
Are you worried about the dryness in the area and maybe some embers igniting a fire?
Well, I think we're always worried about it, but we've taken proper precautions to mitigate those potential damages, and I think we're going to be just fine today.
And, Mr. Attorney General, some are, you know, you're witnessing, they're going after Lincoln statue, they're spraying red paint on Washington's hands, they even ripped down Ulysses S. Grant, and they're debating the Confederate statues or just taking them down flat out in an emergency action. As somebody who fought for this country and has a sense of history of this country, give us a sense of how you feel about it.
Well, I'm not for mobs or taking down statues or monuments or defacing them in any fashion, but I believe that we should work through the democratic process. The state of Mississippi had a debate on their flag here recently, and I think that was the proper way to go. We're ultimately a nation full of laws and due process, not mob rule.
Finally, when Air Force One touches down and the president gets out and the fireworks begin, what are you going to be thinking?
Well, I think it's just going to be a great honor and a great display of American exceptionalism for the entire nation. And I would encourage people to come out and see Mount Rushmore for themselves.
Right. And in terms of social distancing?
I think that masks will be available, first off. They're not required, but the people will be able to have them if they don't have one with them when they come. And I think that we have done a number of things to mitigate the spread of the COVID. As you probably know, our state has not mandated these various policies that other states have. And I think we're very proud of that, and our numbers have remained low.
And let me just tell you, I was there a year ago, and not only are the statues magnificent, so are the replicas that they worked off of, the museum, the movies that you guys have. It is so worth the trip. I know many people have not been to South Dakota. I have news for you. It is packed. And it was a Tuesday when I went, and I think it's going to be a really special day for the country as we celebrate our birthday. Jason Brownsburg, thanks so much. I appreciate your insight as you prepare for the president today.
Thank you, Brian, and I would encourage you, DS, to come visit us in South Dakota. We get about 2 million visitors to Mount Rushmore, and we got a lot of great places to come see out here.
Absolutely. It's pretty amazing. Thanks so much.
Brownsburg. That's his name, is Roundsburg. What kind of a name is Roundsburg, you know? All I can say is it's Roundsburg. It's spelled R-A-V-N-S-Borg, B-O-R-G. Wow. Well, I'm not, you know, just, it doesn't look like it's Roundsburg, but it's Roundsburg. So anyway, class act, of course, and you got a lot of good, strong people there in South Dakota. Their governor is exceptional, in my opinion. Absolutely exceptional. So I'm really glad to see that. Okay, we got a lot of other things going on here. I want to I'm going to turn to Yes Agenda 21 Radio website, and you can do the same thing, by the way, a21r.com. Listen to this. Let's get back into this whole idea that we have a dictator here in California, right? Over 100,000 Californians test negative for COVID-19 in one day. Yes, negative. What about those people testing negative? And what about those people that have had? What about those people who, like me, I had the COVID virus in January. And, you know, I was with a bunch of people last night. Well, we were all sick together. Herd mentality built in, and we're all fine, right? And we're elderly people. We're above 65. And some of the people I was talking to last night are way older than me. And they had it, and they survived. Shocking, because I was talking to them. They were fogging mirrors collectively. So what about those folks that have had it? We test positive for the COVID, but we've had it. We test positive because we have the antibodies against it. This is fundamental biology. But you know what? We're finding out from the CDC, a story that came out yesterday, Gateway Pundit and others, the CDC has been stacking those numbers. The ones that test positive, and they test positive because they have the antibodies. They've had the disease. They're not going to get it again. Yeah, shockingly, they're not going to get it again. I haven't gotten it again. And I'm telling you, it was bad. I was sick. It was really bad, but it was we sucked it up and we're fine. By the way, the death rate is less than 1%, of course. It's like 0.007. Way below the flus. Yet we're putting on the mask and scaring everybody half to death. And now, of course, you got the Mr. Nazi guy going on in California. Acting like a Nazi. Acting like Adolf Hitler. Of course, there's these pictures, the depictions of him looking like Adolf Hitler. It's shocking, isn't it? California creates strike teams to enforce virus limits. Give me a break. That's what's going on here, guys. This is so Hitlerian. And I'll talk about that in a second, but I want to get this. This is an article that came out from Katie Grimes the other day from Cal Globe. I think it's pretty important, pretty relevant to set the record straight on all this stuff. And by the way, we're going to have Peggy Hall on the show next week, next Thursday, and then she'll be on the Sunday, the 12th call. She'll be on that as a guest for the New California State, which she's a fan, by the way. It's amazing the fans that are about New California. I'm just going everywhere, and they're going, "You're the New California guy." I feel like Ed Riddell or whatever is the guy from MyPillow. And by the way, we do commercials with MyPillow, of course, and. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I was in a store the other day, and I've had this happen before when I was doing television in Southern California, and I had this happen a couple of times. And the first time this happened to me was just really unnerving. I was standing in the deli section of a very large store, and there were a lot of people in the store. And I'm standing there, I'm just checking out the scene. Do I want salami? Would I want this? Do I want that? You know, cheeses, you know. And I'm sitting there looking at the stuff, and all of a sudden it just felt like, you know, Paul, there's someone looking at you. And I'm going, what? And I turn around, there's this lady looking at me. And I look at her, and she's looking at me, and her eyes get really big. She goes, you're Paul Preston. I don't know who she is. And I said, "You're right, I am. Oh, I can tell by the voice." Anyway, that was in the 90s. Here we are in 2020. Here we go.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
We're looking at this Katie Grimes article from California Globe, and we want to extrapolate all around the nation now, because clearly, first of all, they're stacking those people like myself who would test COVID positive because I've built up antibodies, they're saying we're COVID positive. So if I was to go in, I would be lumped into that group. We're COVID positive. So automatically, those people that have been healed and gone through the process, they're being put back in the hoop to be counted again as COVID positive. That's absolutely false data, and they're doing it. And yet, it's come out from the CDC. Let's see if I've got this right here. I think I do, actually. This is from CDC yesterday. Huge, massive CDC fraud uncovered. And now no one's reporting this, of course. Huge, massive CDC fraud uncovered. CDC grossly overcounting active China coronavirus cases, causing states to keep their economies closed indefinitely. This is from Joe Holt from Gateway Pundit. This is from the Atlantic. This is where the story emanated from. The CDC is overcounting the number of China coronavirus cases in an effort to keep the country shut down throughout the summer. This fraudulent activity was uncovered by the far-left Atlantic magazine, proving even a dead clock is right twice a day. On May 21st, the Atlantic reported that the CD was overcounting the number of cases of individuals with the coronavirus. It says the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is conflating the results of two different types of coronavirus tests. And now, this is another factor. You've got another test. Distorting several important metrics and providing the country with an inaccurate picture of the state of the pandemic. We've learned that the CD is making, at best, a debilitating mistake. Combining test results that diagnose current coronavirus infections with test results that measure whether someone has ever had the virus. That's my point. That's what they're doing. They're lumping us all together. That's why these stats are all over the place. Because you have people that have healed now, and because of President Trump, more people are being tested, shockingly. Shockingly. The upshot is that the government's disease-fighting agency is overstating the country's ability to test people who are sick with COVID-19. And the agency confirmed to The Atlantic on Wednesday that it is mixing the results of viral and antibody tests, even though the two tests reveal different information and are used for different reasons. Gee, we're getting a spike of healthy people. Shocking. Absolutely shocking. This is not merely a technical error. States have set quantitative guidelines for reopening their economies based upon these flawed data points. This is what Newsom's doing. Plus, Newsom is importing illegal foreign nationals across the border. They're being smuggled across in large numbers. Shocking. And they're putting them in hospitals. And by the way, according to nurses and other people, these are, quote, walkie-talkies. They don't need hospitalization. They'd be better off at home. You know, when I first called the doctor, I said, listen, man, I'm really sick. I got this. And I told them, they said, stay home. Drink fluids. Rest. Just do everything. Stay home. They gave me the big one. They didn't want me down. Now, listen, I had adult chicken pox at age 36. Don't you tell me about viruses and how virology works. I mean, plus I'm a biologist. And I have, you know, I used to teach this stuff for years. Genetics and virology. Shockingly, I'm one of those kind of experts, right? Plus, I had one of the worst forms of a disease you can get, such as adult chickenpox at age 36. Almost killed me. For 3 months, I was out of commission. Yeah, as that disease raged through my body, almost killing me. Several times, I was close to death. I get it. I absolutely get it. I am an expert in that regard. And COVID virus ranked right up there with a very bad flu for me, but, you know, not like that. And yes, adults can get chicken pox again. That is a fact. If certain circumstances in your life, it can, you know, you don't get totally a lifelong immunity, but you're pretty good to go if you have it as a child. There's no question about it. That's why they used to have those chicken pox parties as a kid. Hey, go down there and play with Johnny Jones. He's got the chicken pox. There you go. Moms knew that. That's one of the best ways to immune your children. Yeah, that was back in the day. Where was the CDC then? Hiding in the corner? They were just not even invented. That's the way people protected themselves back in the old. And it worked, by the way. It worked very well. But, you know, now we've got this group of people out here who's lying with their data points. Baldly, facely lying. And everybody's buying into it. Oh, wear that mask. Listen, I talked to a girl last night in a restaurant, and she gets hypoxia about every 10 minutes by wearing her mask, and she has to unmask herself to breathe comfortably. I mean, we're told, listen, you're close to death when you do these things. Nobody's saying anything about that, right? Oh, we're going to close you down, the bars and everything. Oh, it's sinful. And now we're getting this distorted story, a distorted story coming out, and this is coming from Mr. Garcetti, the mayor of Los Angeles. Oh, you know, we're starting to see a rise in cases from all those protesters now. See, they're running for, it's the protesters, they're spreading the virus too, shockingly. These protesters, they should stop protesting. I think so. Right. Listen, they'll do anything to continue the crisis. And that's exactly what they're doing. And as long as you believe that face masks are good for you, good luck. Because they're not. We've proven this time and time and time again. Nobody's fitting the mask properly. They're not using the proper mask. And first of all, you should not be using a mask on a daily basis to breathe all the time. That is not working. I have not seen for a long time. I haven't seen anybody this week driving their car with the windows rolled up and their face mask on. That's a good sign. But I'm telling you, you cannot perpetuate this farce. And it is serious. Now, the people that I understand going to the doctor to get relief from their employers because they're getting notes saying, I cannot wear a mask. It's deadly. It's bad for me. And, of course, no one has the right to ask you if you tell them you cannot wear a mask because you have a medical condition. No one has the right to ask you what the medical condition is. And that's why they will let you in unmasked. And those places that are reticent to do that, well, we got an answer for you. We've got, just shockingly, guess who? What we've got? We've got Gavin Newsom. Dun, 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 to the rescue. California creates strike teams to enforce virus limits. Listen to this Hitlerian attitude here. California is creating strike teams. By the way, they created these strike teams last year. Let's be correct. Last year. Before the pandemic. Way before. Oh, you think they had a plan for something coming along? Of course they did. From 10 state agencies to enforce guidelines designed to slow the spread of the coronavirus, Governor Gavin Newsom said Wednesday. He said the teams would go after people that are thumbing their nose, that are particularly being aggressive, reticent to do anything. That would be me, wouldn't it? He singled out bars, restaurants, meatpacking plants, and other facilities that he said may be putting employees as well as customers at risk. The teams include representatives of the California Highway Patrol, Occupational Safety and Health, as well as people from the Alcohol and Beverage Control, Barbering and Cosmetology, Business Oversight, Consumers Affairs and Agriculture, Labor Commissioners, and the Governor's Office of Business and Economic Development. Strike teams. It's more education. I'm not coming out with a fist, Newsom insisted, but those on the strike team have licensing enforcement power.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a Romp Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And, of course, then there's the other end of the spectrum, those people that believe in reality as opposed to make-a-believe. And, of course, you've got to remember something, that we got a problem going on in California. We've covered this quite thoroughly on Agenda 21 Radio, and you can listen to the past shows, but also go to the website, and we can talk about that a little bit. And the big problem in California, I'm going to come back to an article about Donald Trump yesterday, and of course, just a little chime in on this article before I get to it. Unemployment rate drops to 11.1%. I mean, we're down from like 30 in June as jobs growth blows past expectations with 4.8 million added. That's the single largest expansion of job growth ever recorded. Ever. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. The number. Economists had that really pegged at about 12.3% in June, and of course only about 2 million jobs would be added, and all of a sudden 4.8 million in June. Yikes. Yikes. That is just a stand and deliver number that is unbelievable. So we have the story, though, by Chris Street, which comes before that from yesterday, which is we got the strike team thing going on. California balanced budget looks like Orange County before the bankruptcy. Now, of course, I was actively involved in the Orange County bankruptcy. We were fingering those people that were involved with the Orange County bankruptcy. Bill Clinton, anybody? Cloud and Piven strategy, which is what this was. It was designed to destroy the Republican Party back in 1995, and they did. The Republican Party never recovered in California from 1995, never became a powerhouse again in the legislature. They gave up the governorship a couple times to Arnold Schwarzenegger, Mr. Socialist himself, Achtung, Heil Hitler, Arnold. Anyway, this is looking more like the Orange County bankruptcy setting up before that. And this is, Chris Street would know this, because this comes out of the American Thinker. California's supermajority Democratic legislature just passed, and the governor just signed, a balanced budget, quote, balanced budget, that looks like Orange County before it filed for bankruptcy. It has been 25 years since the AA credit-rated Orange County filed the world's largest municipal bankruptcy following a $2.6 billion loss involving a failed leverage borrowing scheme and accounting fraud. But despite bankers, lawyers, and accountants paying $750 million for allegedly aiding Orange County risk-taking, a AA credit-rated California has not filed audited financials and is using leverage borrowing to offset its $60 billion shortfall. Shocking. Even in Orange County, they didn't have this leveraged borrowing for their shortfall. No. And they always had audited financials, by the way. Right now, California has failed. In fact, they've defaulted on their audited financials. They haven't provided them. So since about a third of the money lost in the Orange County bankruptcy involved federal grant program dollars, Congress tightened the A128 Single Audit Act in 1996 to require all state and local recipients of federal grants to file an audited financial statement within 6 months of fiscal year detailing each non-compliance that could have a direct and material effect on those individual federal programs. This is big. The U.S. Office of Federal Assistance and Management, OFAM, that provides administration and assurance of financial integrity regarding about $750 million in federal grants, has maintained that each state and local grant recipient must submit an audited comprehensive annual financial report called the CAFER within 9 months of the last day of the first fiscal year. Consequences for grant recipients that to comply with the OFAM mandate include withholding a percentage, suspending or terminating federal grant monies. It says, in spite of over one-third of California's budgets coming from the federal government, the state defaulted by not filing its financial 2017 and 2018 comprehensive financial or CAFER report until June 2019. Furthermore, California also chooses to sell billions of dollars of municipal bonds in 2019 without an audited financial statement. Shocking. See, they are selling these bonds from an unaudited standpoint, because if they were asked for the audit, they cannot provide one. And Moody's would downgrade them instantly. So they're doing this rather improperly, this borrowing of money. You can imagine, because they're desperate. The California auditor issued a 33-page warning after the 2017-18 CAFER was filed about 90 days beyond the 9-month OFAM deadline, stating deficiencies in the state's internal control system could adversely affect its ability to provide accurate financial information. And in spite of the federal mandate and state auditor warnings, California has been in default since March 31 for not filing its 2018 and 2019 CAFER report. California's $2,002.1 billion budget that began on two days ago, relies on spending of $8.8 billion in the so-called rainy day fund and cutting spending by $11.1 billion, including $2.8 billion in savings and stashing and slashing state worker salaries by 10%. But the California State's Controller's monthly fund report for May indicated that the state can internally fund its budget shortfall from $59 billion in borrowable resources. Really? That's what they say they have internally. You know, they have 2,000 plus accounts, and that's where they're taking the money from. Isn't this interesting? California's revenue collapse means that about 40% of its 2020-21 state budget borrowable resources are forecast to come from federal funds. Given that the state is in default for the 31 March of filing, up to $80 billion in federal grant funds is at risk from being withheld. And they will withhold it, the feds will. That is a problem for Governor Tucson Newsom.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
You know, it's kind of an interesting article about Gavin Newsom that Chris Street wrote, and about his predicament, and of course the state's predicament. There, you know, we used the number weeks ago. We put it out on our Wednesday night call, and the very next day that number popped up with the legislative analyst office because they, you know, Chris talks to the legislative animals and all this stuff, you know, and back and forth. So the next day after hearing that, they put that up. This is it, you know. So it's kind of interesting the way this whole thing has played out. Anyway, the last statement here says, Governor Gavin Newsom seemed optimistic that the state's economy and tax revenues would continue recovering from the COVID-19 pandemic when he signed California's balanced budget, quote, balance, this is on June 29th. But with the number of new cases rising, Newsom on July 1st, quote, ordered 19 counties to close all bars and ban indoor operations for all restaurants, wineries, tasting rooms, and so on, family entertainment centers, zoos, museums, card rooms, for a minimum of 3 weeks. See, we're at the point where the dictator has to keep the crisis going to provide relevance. And, of course, when the numbers hit and the state has to close down in the next 60 days, it'll all be for naught. We're still going to come after them, you know. But the problem is we're going to come after New California. Come after New California. It's shocking. Aren't you shocked by that? I'm shocked by that. I'm really shocked by that. And I think you you should be shocked by it, too. Anyway, we're coming up to the end of the hour. And I do want to thank everybody for the great job that all of you are doing. And remember that... we will always be here at Agenda 21 Radio and, of course, NewCaliforniaState.com. NewCaliforniaState.com. State of the future, I guess you'd say. And one last check of the headlines for us here. We'll see what we got going on. I'm going to chime over to the other side. Caught in the crossfire. How should drivers handle being trapped in by swarms of protesters? Can you imagine that, this is the best we got right now? There's supposed to be a lot of protesters in Rushmore. I doubt it. And by the way, this culture leads to Harvard grads firing. Remember we talked about her earlier? She had a job, a great job, actually. And it's kind of interesting the way this whole thing played out for her. She had a great job. She was a graduate, just graduated from college, and she was working for Deloitte. And she put up all of her Black Lives Matter comments and racist comments about whites. And guess what? Deloitte fired her. And she just started crying. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it. Oh, yeah. Sorry, girlfriend. Racism is racism and bigotry is bigotry. And you were labeled a bigot. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.